You might have heard our report last week about a federal parliament committee's call for more research into the potential health impacts of mould. It's also questioned whether enough is done to help prevent it in homes, particularly rental properties. With more, here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
Caleb Rudd runs a Facebook support group for those who say mould has made them extremely ill. For most, the problem begins at home.
It kind of starts in the building. If the buildings were not damp and water damaged, no one would actually have this condition.
That's why a parliamentary inquiry report has called for the government to work with the states and territories to ensure tenants know about mould or water damage at a property before they move in. It also calls on the government to look into whether Australia's building codes are good enough and to have a closer look at the varied and sometimes unreliable ways people test for mould.
It's a bit of a wild west at the moment in that space. There's an international standard, but a lot of people can call themselves a remediator without really much training.
The committee investigating heard tenants find it hard to get landlords to take the problem seriously. Leo Patterson-Ross from the National Association of Tenant Organisations says there's often an assumption it's the resident's fault.
A landlord or agent's first reaction to you reporting mould is to say, well, clearly you haven't been ventilating enough, you haven't been cleaning enough.
The rules vary slightly in different states and territories, but generally a tenant must keep a property clean and avoid damage, and a landlord must ensure the place is in decent condition at the beginning of a lease and keep it in a reasonable state of repair.
For instance, a bathroom, you can't expect a tenant to be able to ventilate that just by opening a window.
If there's a problem, the matter can go to a tribunal.
But they can't actually force a landlord or an agent to call a tradie or to pick up a hammer and do any work themselves. So if the landlord or agent ignores that order, you have to start going back for compensation.
But not many people find the idea of a prolonged legal battle over mould appealing, and the committee heard tenants who make a fuss are often just evicted. Tim McKibben from the Real Estate Institute of New South Wales says property agents usually want to cooperate, but tenants should also use common sense.
If there is an exhaust fan in the bathroom, use it. If you are able to leave a window open, most bathrooms will have some sort of a window available to them to let fresh air in.
While there are testing methods to pick up signs of water damage, like bacteria in the air, Mr. McKibben says that could just as easily come from a full garbage bin as mould on the wall. And he stresses there's still no evidence it will make you sick.
Where is the science? Where is the science in this? And there just isn't any at this stage.
But with a growing number of people saying mould's behind illnesses that have left them bedridden, the committee's called for more research into its potential health effects.
Provide us with the science, provide us with some guidance as property managers how we can deal with this issue.
The federal government is now considering the report's recommendations.
Alexandra Beach.